a child, you might call him what? Well, if you had a different name, you know, that you might call one of your children that nobody else calls your child that name. That would be
oh, one. Nickname.
Well, is there a name, a word for that that other people use?
No, I think they use nickname too.
Would there be any nickname that you hear a lot of the time? It's over and over. That people use?
No, everybody had their own nickname.
Well, now, something on wheels that you put a baby in and lie down, what's that called?
A carriage.
And so you say, I'm going to what?
The push my baby around the carriage.
Now, do they come in different sizes? The kind of 8 or 10 inch wheels, you know?
Big wheel carriage, they don't know more, I don't think, but they used to, you know, used to come. You get the big wheel carriage or the little small ones.
Well, now, the one the baby can lie down in, what's that one?
Well, now, you can have strollers are the same. A strolling carriage, you can lay them down in a stroller also.
Well, what's the kind they set up in, this little chair on wheels?
A stroller, you can lay them back in the stroller also.
Well, what's the kind that's made just like a bed with a part that comes up over the top?
That's a carriage.
And how would you say your children range in age? Like Sally, you know, if the old child's name Sally would be, you say Sally is the
oldest one,
or a boy in 20 years, maybe, in comparison with brothers of 14 and 16, is the
oldest child?
Well, now, besides the oldest, you might speak of them in terms of being, what?
The biggest boy?
Well, yeah, and if he was 25, you'd say, well, is he still at home? You say, no,
he's grown.
And so, so Jim is, what's that word?
Grown.
You say he's grown up, but maybe the one that's 14 would be the
next oldest.
And then the one?
The next would be the baby. The youngest.
The baby is the youngest?
Youngest.
And your children are your sons and your
daughters, my sons and daughters.
And your children are boys and
girls, boys and girls.
Now, if a woman is going to have a child, you say
she's pregnant.
Are there any other words? Is there a difference in words that men and women might use?
In family way, some men's people say that.
Well, now, would that be something women or men said or both?
Both.
And suppose a woman isn't married, then. What would you say?
Isn't there?
Yeah, and she's gonna have a baby.
The same. She's just in family way. She's pregnant.
So you say she got herself
a baby. She got herself a baby.
And before the baby's born?
So she got herself pregnant.
And she's. Is that what you said? She's pregnant.
Mm-hmm. She's pregnant.
And if you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman might send for
a midwife.
Have you ever heard that call anything else?
No.
What about old people?
They call a midwife too.
Now, if a boy has the same color hair and eyes as his father and the same shaped nose and all that, you'd say he
is an image of his father.
And do you know any other words for that?
He took after his father.
Well, what about if he got